Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Matt here. Sorry about that. I had a phone call I had to take. My beautiful wife was calling. So, here, welcome to a Thursday night of Matt and Tiger BLS. Checking in is the best dress in the Midwest tonight. I just want to take time to talk about fear, ladies and gentlemen. I experience fear every day. I'm mostly this weekend on my travel. So what are you fearing? What is holding you back? Well, Les Brown says, fear is false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. Jamie Foxx says that there is nothing on the other side of fear. To me, what fear is, it's nothing. It's something that we have learned. When we were born, we had no fear. It's something that we learn. To me, fear kills dreams. It suffocates hope. Fear is the most subtle and destructive of all human designs. It paralyzes us. It can age us. It can hurt us. It can literally kill us. But fear is something that we have built up. To me, I have the fear of flight. I hate flying. This weekend I went from Kansas City to San Diego, and then from San Diego back to Minnesota, and back down to Kansas City. And the flight was like 3-4 hours, and I was just so scared. And I realized that this fear that I have, it almost paralyzed me to the point where I was like, you know what, I'm just going to stay at home. I don't have to go to this training. I don't have to get certified. I was so scared. It paralyzed me. But on the other side of fear is what I'm supposed to be doing in life. I met so many people, talked to so many personal development gurus. It was just so amazing. So what is the benefit of fear? There's no benefit of fear. To me, there is none. Fear, what we fear most, like I said, is what is holding us back. Whatever you are producing right now, the fear that you're producing, what are you most afraid of? Are you afraid of relationships? Are you afraid of getting sick? Are you afraid of driving? Are you afraid of flying? Are you afraid of not being good enough? What are your fears? On the other side of the fears are success. Now, what's in the back of your mind? To me, I used to have this fear of not. Basically, what it was is I had the fear that it couldn't happen to me. Just like Les Brown said, the biggest thing he had to get over is not happening to him. And that's one thing I battle with. I feel like I don't deserve it. I haven't worked hard enough. That's my fear. And ladies and gentlemen, that's something that I had to get over real quick if I want to be in this business. But yeah, there's going to be some people that don't like me. There's going to be some people that don't like my words. And that's my fear. I want everyone to like me. I want everyone to get along with me. But you, I can't please everyone. I just have to be me. And if you're attracted to my words, if you're attracted to what I say, then great. Let's move on. If not, then that's okay. I'm not worried about that. That's one of the fears that I had. Now, the way to get over fear is to take one little step into the unknown. Just one little step here, one little step there. Just keep on moving. Keep on moving toward what you want in life. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of success. Success is a great thing. My fear of flying, it was holding me back for traveling the world. It's holding me back to meeting people. It's holding me back to seeing my loved ones, to experience life. I'm starting to slowly get over that. And I was thinking today, I was thinking that in our everyday life, we can literally change anything we want to at any point in time that we want to. Whenever you say enough is enough, that is when you can change them. So, this morning I woke up, I got home last night, and I was like, I said to myself, no more. No more will I be afraid to fly. No more will I be afraid to travel. No more will I be afraid. The only thing I will be afraid of is being average. I will no longer be average. I will get on a plane if I need to. I will travel if I need to. I will meet people if I need to. I will speak if I need to. Because I want to be one of those people that you look up to, BLS Nation. I have my faults. I'm also afraid of what people think. And we all are. Now, let's get back on to what Les Brown says. He talks a lot about fear. And he said, Les Brown said that most people are not living their life due to fear. And I totally agree with him. Fear paralyzes us. It kills us. It kills everything inside of us. The reason you fear is because you don't have the vision to see what you could be. That's what I had to fear with. I couldn't see myself being successful. I couldn't see myself being successful. But now I can because I'm over that fear. And I want you to get over it. I want you to be able to have a clear vision of what you want to do. If you want to be a bodybuilder, see yourself eating those meals, training, working out. See that physique that you want. If you want to be an artist, see the paintings that you could draw or you could create. If you want to be a writer, think about the books. Think about the signing. Think about what your book would be like. If you want to be a teacher, how will you mold those students? We have to step outside, and we have to have the vision to see what we could be, what we could be become. Like I said, take one little step into the unknown. You can live your dream, or you can live your fear, ladies and gentlemen. That is all I have to say for tonight. Please, if you do have 5 minutes, go to iTunes and like us, Matt and Tiger BLS, or also follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Matthew, the best dressed in the Midwest, signing off. Have a good evening.